This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Iraq's interim Prime Minister Iyad Alawi was the administration's guest of honor in Washington, D.C. today. First, he addressed a joint meeting of Congress and later the media in a joint news conference with President Bush. The appointed prime minister insisted that the situation in Iraq is improving despite ongoing violence. On the Hill, Alawi received several standing ovations from a Republican-dominated audience. And in the Rose Garden, President Bush assured him that the U.S. will remain at his side. We have two reports this evening. First, NPR's Don Gagne at the White House.
This was Prime Minister Alawi's first visit to the White House, and for the Bush administration, it was a moment of powerful symbolism. On a picture-perfect fall day in the Rose Garden, with the U.S. and Iraqi flags providing a backdrop, the president and the prime minister of formerly enemy nations smiled as they emerged from the Oval Office and into the sunshine.
Thank you all for coming. I'm honored to stand with the prime minister of a free and sovereign Iraq. Welcome, Mr. Prime Minister. I applaud your leadership and your courage.
Each leader read an opening statement. President Bush spoke of the dream of freedom taking hold in Iraq, but he also talked of the continuing bloodshed.
The enemies of freedom are using suicide bombing, beheadings, and other horrific acts to try to block progress. We're sickened by the atrocities, but we'll never be intimidated, and freedom is winning. Mr. Prime Minister, America will stand with you until freedom and justice have prevailed. America's security and Iraq's future depend on it.
The president stressed repeatedly that the American people know the work is difficult in Iraq, but he said it's possible to be optimistic despite the violence. Prime Minister Alawi had a similar message. The two men predicted an increase in violence leading up to elections, violence that some analysts say may force the voting to be postponed. Mr. Bush and his guests said that won't happen. Here's the prime minister.
These doubters underestimate our country, and they risk fueling the hopes of terrorism. Mr. President, there are those who want to divide our world. I appeal to you, who have done so much already to help us, to ensure they don't succeed.
When President Bush campaigns, he focuses on the positive when talking about Iraq. Both he and Alawi have maintained that the media are not telling the complete story. During questioning today, the president was asked about American attitudes toward Iraq, which are far less optimistic and which include serious concerns about where the mission is heading.
You say today that the work in Iraq is tough and will remain tough, and yet you travel this country and a central theme of your campaign is that America is safer because of the invasion of Iraq. Can you understand why Americans may not believe you?
No. Anybody who says that we're safer with Saddam Hussein in power is wrong.
And the president, without mentioning his opponent John Kerry by name, repeated several times that it is wrong to send mixed messages on Iraq. The president frames the debate as a choice between finishing and retreating.
And my answer to the American people and the Iraqi people and to the enemy is that we will complete our mission.
John Kerry, meanwhile, campaigning in Columbus, reacted by stating that Iraq's transition to democracy must be a success, but that the current plan is not working, no matter what was said today in the Rose Garden.
I think the prime minister is obviously contradicting his own statement of a few days ago where he said the terrorists are pouring into the country. The prime minister and the president are here, obviously, to put their best face on the policy. But the fact is that the CIA estimates, the reporting, the ground operations, and the troops all tell a different story.
But the president and his campaign are hoping that Prime Minister Alawi's mere presence in Washington today will be a powerful counterweight to such arguments. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.